Now, the number of people who say they are members of a church, synagogue, or mosque is dropping in the United States. For the first time since 1937, the Gallup poll has found that the number has fallen below 50% of respondents. For decades, that number was steady at 70%, but since the turn of the 21st century, it's fallen fairly quickly. Our next guest joins us to talk about what's happening with church membership and what it could mean for the future of religion in the United States. And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What's your reaction to those poll numbers? What do you think it says about the state of religion in the country? If you are a leader of a faith community, we'd love to hear from you about what you're seeing in your own congregation, your own gatherings. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Ryan Burge is an assistant professor of political science at Eastern Illinois University and a pastor in the American Baptist Church. He's the author of the book, The Nuns, that's N-O-N-E-S, where they came from, who they are, and where they are going. Ryan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, what's your reaction to these numbers from Gallup?
Well, I was very excited they put the report out because it sold a bunch of books for me, so that was always a good thing. But, you know, it's an interesting question. The question, like you read, was, do you happen to be a member of a church, synagogue, or mosque? And I do think that, you know, there's two things going on here. The one is obviously the rise of the religiously unaffiliated, which, you know, what my book's about. The nuns now are about 30% of the American population, so that's obviously driving some of the declines in church membership. But there's this other thing happening in American Christianity that's sort of under-discussed, and that is a lot of the growing churches in America are these non-denominational churches that sort of crop up in shopping malls and storehouses and, you know, backyards and living rooms. And they really don't place a huge emphasis on something like church membership. I mean, people can go and you can be an attendee of a church like that, but there's no formal ceremony where you declare membership in that church. They don't receive you and vote on it. So I think there's a good share of Americans today who attend church on a pretty regular basis, but would have to answer no to the question, are you a member of a church? Because they've never actually formally declared a membership.
And both of those things you just said, somebody might be going to a church that they're not a member of, for example. They might not be affiliated with a particular denomination or religion. That doesn't mean that these nuns are, N-O-N-E-S, again, these nuns are atheists or agnostics. They might still have faith and spirituality, just not a direct connection with that building over there.
That's a very good point. And I think, you know, in the book, I kind of make this distinction. There's three types of nuns. There's atheists, which are 6% of the population. There are agnostics, which are another 6% of the population. But then there's this third group that no one really talks about. And the title of this group is Nothing in Particular, because that's actually the option on the survey they choose, which is the last option at the bottom of all your choices. It goes atheist, agnostic, then nothing in particular. 21% of Americans choose the nothing in particular option now. It's tied for the largest religious group in America today with evangelicals and Catholics. And they are a group that is drastically different than atheists, agnostics. You know, in terms of church attendance, about 35% of them go to church at least once a year or more, compared to atheists where it's less than 3% or agnostics where it's less than 6%. So really, when we talk about the nuns, most nuns are not atheists or agnostics. They're the people who look at that survey question, think to themselves for a second, and then shrug and then check the nothing in particular box because they really just don't feel strongly about religion one way or the other.
Now, we've heard about this bowling alone phenomenon by a sociologist who says, hey, Americans, and I think a lot of surveys back this up, Americans aren't joining things in general, a bowling league, a rotary, whatever it might be. Do you see a decline in affiliation with a particular religious congregation being part of that wider trend of us in the United States being less joiners than we used to be?
Yeah, I think there's definitely a trend, you know, in that the Putnam book, Bowling Alone, the one you referenced, came out in the 1990s, and he argues that really the culprit there was cable television, which seems so quaint, you know, to look back on now, because today if Putnam wrote that book, I think it would be called like Tweeting Alone or Facebooking Alone or Netflixing Alone, right? I think whatever cable television did, it was accelerated by the rise of the internet, and then it's been even more accelerated by the rise of apps on your cell phone that make it easier to feel like you're being social without really being social, right? And I think it's pretty clear that most membership organizations in America, whether it be the VFW, the American Legion, the Moose, the Elks, and churches, are all suffering from this larger, you know, phenomenon that's happening in America where people just don't like being social anymore. They're looking for a reason to stay home, watch Netflix, be by themselves, and then sort of kind of have a pseudo socialization by what they're posting online. But we know in the social science, it's clear on that. It is not, what you do online does not replace a face-to-face in-person social interaction.
We're talking to Ryan Burge, assistant professor of political science at Eastern Illinois University, pastor in the American Baptist Church, author of the book The Nuns, about people who are religiously unaffiliated. And we're talking about new numbers from Gallup saying a growing number of Americans, over half now, are not members of a particular religious congregation. Ryan, I want to talk to you about that non-denominational phenomenon. Is there something different about a religious experience of being an actual member of, say, the Baptist church in town or the Methodist church in town versus that non-congregational, non-denominational one where I'm not a member? I show up when I show up. I don't necessarily make any further connection with that institution.
Yeah, I think there's pretty significant differences. What we're seeing in America, in 1996, about 4% of all Americans were non-denominational Christians. And today, it's about 12%. So a tripling in the last 22 years or so. And at the same time, like the largest Protestant denomination in America is the Southern Baptist Convention. It had 16.5 million members in 2006, and now it's down to 14.5 million members today. So, you know, as we're seeing, what we're seeing a lot is as people leave a church like the Southern Baptist Convention, they'll go to a non-denominational church, which interestingly enough, theologically is almost exactly the same as their Southern Baptist roots where they came from. But in terms of style, they like the idea that there's no denomination somewhere out there. What we realized about Americans and authority is that Americans don't like authority that's out there somewhere, like some far away, you know, national headquarters somewhere, but they like authority that's close by. You know, you see this on surveys. When you ask people, do you like Congress as a whole? No one likes Congress as a whole in America. But if you ask people if they like their individual member of Congress, they love their individual member of Congress. They think it's everyone else causing all the problems, but their local group is doing all the good work. And I think non-denominationals are really tapping into this idea of, I don't trust a national denomination, but I trust my pastor to lead our congregation. And I'm actually, we have a book we're writing right now, myself and a co-author, where we find that non-denominational churches are really good at creating a small circle of concern. Most non-denominational churches are care about their membership and maybe their community, but really don't have any sort of way to reach out to maybe their state or the nation, or let's say there was a tsunami somewhere in Southeast Asia. They have really no mechanisms in place to reach out and help people across the world. These denominations have spent hundreds of years and hundreds of millions of dollars setting up networks across the world to help people in need, and just non-denominationals don't have that same network set up.
Yeah, you've, I think, written about this topic a lot of here in the Midwest, a lot of social service organizations that might partner with the government or private companies have, you know, Catholic or Lutheran in their name. Is there a concern that if those denominations are declining, that a lot of services that have come to be really part of the fabric of communities are going to be in trouble?
Yeah, I think, you know, for a lot of what churches do is sort of uncovered, undercovered, submerged. We don't realize how many churches in small towns provide food for kids on the weekends, or, you know, clothes closets, you know, coat drives, you know, little summer activities for kids to do. And, you know, I understand that some people are not religious and don't see the theological value in church, and that's totally okay. But we have to understand that churches, many churches in America, do provide some, some service, community service to people, especially people in poverty in their communities. And so when these churches go away, what are they going to be replaced by? Now, I would be completely happy if some atheist organizations got together and created these social service organizations. I have seen no evidence of that happening on a national scale yet. But if they don't step in, then the government's going to step in. And I think for a lot of people, they think that idea is even more repugnant than a religious group they disagree with stepping in. So there's going to be a change in society in the next 20 or 30 years as church gets smaller and the secular community gets bigger. Who's going to fill this void that these churches have been doing for 20, 30, 50 years? Right now, I don't see a clear lane, a clear path to get us to as much social service as we have today in 20 years.
We're looking at a continuing decline in church and other religious institution membership in the United States with Ryan Burge, assistant professor of political science at Eastern Illinois University, pastor in the American Baptist Church, author of the book, The Nuns, Where They Came From, Who They Are, and Where They're Going. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What are you seeing in your own community, your own congregation, maybe? Are you seeing these trends represented in who shows up at a worship service? Do you see a role, the role that some of these faith organizations play in your community? Do you volunteer via one? Are you worried about it continuing in the future? And do you have questions about the trends we're talking about? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking about a decline in church membership across the U.S. Ryan Burge is with us from Eastern Illinois University. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Let's go to your calls now. Samantha is with us in Whitehall. Samantha, hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I had two things I was going to say. The first one, I go to a non-denominational in Whitehall, or outside of Whitehall there, and we're set up where we have gone all over the world, you know, our pastors have and some of our congregation, and setting it up so when he said that there's not a lot of, you know, network, that we don't, you know, people like us, whatever, don't have a lot in place. Well, I think that there are some that do, because we've started churches all over this, you know, world and helped out, and we're, you know, have a food distribution and all that stuff. So I don't agree with that. Plus, if the, you know, like the churches, do you think that it's getting more now with this COVID? Because there's some churches even in my town and probably others that haven't opened. There's one that might be opening this month sometime, but they haven't opened for a year.
Samantha, thanks a lot for the call. A lot to work with there. First of all, COVID, Ryan, and religion. Do you, it may be too soon to have numbers on it, but what are you seeing?
Yeah, so I've seen some data on cell phone tracking, which is actually really interesting and really, you know, accurate. We don't have to ask people they went to church. We know because their cell phones tell them they went to church. And the data I've seen says that we're about 90% back to pre-pandemic levels now, which means that, you know, things are getting back to normal. But I think that last 10% is going to be the hardest 10%. There's a lot of people who are still reluctant to come back, even though they've been vaccinated or are going to be vaccinated in the near future. We're still in that kind of in-between spot where we don't have herd immunity yet. We're not sure we're going to get to it anytime soon. So I do think we will probably get back to pre-pandemic levels at some point, but that point might be 6 months from now, not anytime soon. And you know what? There's actually some, you know, there's some thoughts out there that maybe we'll never get back to pre-pandemic levels. People stopped going to church for 6 months or a year and just decided, you know what? My life is no better nor worse for not going, so I'll never come back. However, there's the other theory that people are missing community. They're missing socialization. So it actually might lead to a small, you know, boom in church attendance. It's still way too early to sort that stuff out. I don't feel like we're going to have a good grasp of that for probably at least 6 more months now.
Thanks for that call. Go to Tim now in Appleton. Tim, hi.
Hi. I am loving this topic so far. My comment was this. I fall into the pagan community. So a lot of these studies and questionnaires that poll the religious community of America really leave us out entirely. So we end up falling into that non-category, even though my personal experience is that our community is both thriving and growing quite quickly. The other comment I had just listening since then was on the religious institutions doing charity instead of the government. I would actually like to see that more in the hands of public institutions than in religious institutions.
Tim, thanks for the call. So to Ryan's, to Tim's point, Ryan, about as a pagan, he ends up in a survey ending up in the nun category.
Yeah, you know, asking questions about religion is probably one of the hardest things we do in social science. And it's impossible to ask a question generally enough where you don't confuse people, but specifically enough where you don't leave anybody out. So, you know, how many options do we include is a huge problem. So we start giving you 35 options. I feel like, you know, we're going to get too confusing with people. And the pagan community is, you know, obviously a significant part of America. But in the grand scheme of things, there might be 250,000 pagans in America, which is incredibly small. There are 3 million Mormons in America, let's say. So, you know, we can't hit on all these groups. And so unfortunately on surveys, if you do a survey of 1,000 people, you might get two pagans on there. And we really can't do a whole lot statistically for two pagans. So right now we're sort of stuck dealing with the groups we have enough of to talk about in some broader way.
Thanks a lot for that call. We'll go to Pat next in Three Lakes. Pat, hello.
Hi, how are you? Thanks a lot for taking my call. My comment is this. I went to church 4 or 5 days a week for a good part of my life, my younger life anyway. And I think the reason why people aren't going to church anymore, or a lot of people are withdrawing from church now, is that the church and state has combined. There's a lot of politics in the evangelical church now. And I was a very conservative Christian, I've been to church a few times, and it's like hearing Tucker Carlson preach to you, you know, and it's not what I want. I want to hear Jesus Christ preach to me, not Tucker Carlson or
Pat. Thanks for the call. That's an interesting observation, Ryan. Do we see any signs that politics are driving people into or bringing people into churches?
Yeah, so in the 1970s, half of white weekly churchgoers were Democrats and about 35% were Republicans. And today, it's about 50% are Republicans and about 25% are Democrats. So we've seen this dramatic sort of switch in what the average white weekly churchgoer looks like. And then if we look at the data on disaffiliation, 40% of people who identify as liberal are religiously unaffiliated, and it's only about 12% of people who identify as conservative. So there's definitely a lot to be said about the fact that American Christianity, especially white American Christianity, has become very Republican over the last 20 or 30 years. And there's some evidence there that it's driven out some moderates and even liberals who would have gone to a church that's more, let's say, politically diverse. But now they're all really singing with one voice in a lot of these churches. And it makes moderates and liberals like the caller feel like they really don't belong. And so they just leave because it's easier to leave than try to find a liberal church because there's just not that many of them in America anymore.
Thanks for that call. And just our last 30 seconds or so, Ryan, what are you watching for next to see if these trends continue?
I'm trying to see if there's a top end, a plateau that's going to happen with the nuns. And we're starting to see that the disaffiliation rates are slowing down amongst Gen Z and millennials. They're topping out around 42 or 43% are religiously unaffiliated amongst Gen Z and millennials. I want to see if we get sort of above that 45% threshold or maybe even to the 50% threshold. It seems like we're sort of hitting a hard wall here, that America's probably going to stop about being 45% nuns and 55% Christians, you know, Catholics, atheists, or not, you know, Hindus, Muslims, Mormons, everybody else will be 55%, and the nuns will be 45% in the future.
Ryan, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you.
Ryan Burge is an assistant professor of political science at Eastern Illinois University and a pastor in the American Baptist Church. He's the author of the book, The Nuns, N-O-N-E-S, Where They Came From, Who They Are, and Where They're Going. We talked to him about the continuing decline of official church membership in the United States.